Well, Kiki, you say you humble yourself when you see yourself on TV. Well, get ready to humble yourself, because I think that's a great movie, and I think that it's going to be shown on TV a whole lot for years to come. Trust me on that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, you did something with Dedrick Haddon, Blessed and Cursed. Tell us about that venture.
It was very exciting. That, again, I had to, a lot of people say, how did you get yourself to cry like that? And I was like, I got myself to cry like that because I thought about my mom going through what she went through when she had her 2% chance experience of living. And I just thought about that. And I just thought about how God brought her through. And I was just like, wow, you know, I can act this part out real good. All I got to do is think about what God did. And though that it seemed like it was tears of sorrow, it was actually tears of joy. Because I was like, this is amazing to see how God has just blessed my mom. And if it wasn't for God, my mom would actually be where she was playing, which was she was playing dead. She had a 2% chance of living. And to see how God had just blessed her and brought her from a long way, it was just amazing. So it was a fun. It was fun because I got the chance to play a little sister of Dedrick Haddon. And he's always been a great inspiration for me and my career. So it was a lot of fun. It was exciting.
Our guest is Kiara Sheard. One question. Will we ever call you Kiki again?
You guys can call me Kiki. The whole transition with the Kiara from Kiki is just for people to know that, you know, hey, I'm my own woman now. I'm an adult. I'm not a child anymore, because a lot of people say, oh, let's call her for the kids. Let's get her over here to the youth event, which is fine. My passion is young people. I love young people. I love ministering to them and, you know, reassuring them that this lifetime here right now is only a dress rehearsal. So with that being said, I just wanted people to know that, hey, I have my own testimony. God has done a new thing in me. And, I've seen God do great things in my mom's life, but now I've really seen him do great things in my life. I've seen myself have a prayer life, and I've seen God answer so many of my prayers if they were according to his will. So that's where that comes from. That's why we wanted to take Kiki out, because everybody was like, oh, that's a little girl. And it's like, no, when they see me, they'd be like, oh, you're all grown up now. And it's like, yeah, hello. That was like 10 years ago when you remember me as a kid. So that's where the whole transition of the name came from.
You mentioned that you love ministering. You're now writing songs. You're acting. What's next for Kiara Sheard?
I have so many ventures or visions that I want to do. I'd like to start a clothing line. I still have my conference going. It happens annually, the second week in August, and we do it for young people and young adults. And I'd like to also, I have a magazine, which now I'll be transitioning into a blog site. There's a lot of things that I want to do, though. It's kind of all under my belt and still kind of brainstorming it. So we'll see. I'll definitely keep you all posted on what I plan to do.
Sounds good. Being a PK, what advice can you give other PKs?
Shelter yourself from what everybody has to say. Don't allow people to create your world with their words. And get to know God for yourself. With you being in the light for so long and, you know, maybe having to share mommy or daddy with the congregation, just make sure you know God for yourself and make sure you understand your purpose. And make sure you still get that time with your parents. I make sure I get that time with my parents. I don't care who has to call my father, who has to call my mom. I'm always saying, hey, daddy, let's go to eat. Let me have my time with you. So make sure you buy that time or get that time with your family. And again, just make sure everybody, you know, because when you have that limelight or they find out, oh, that's the pastor's daughter, that's the pastor's son, they're going to find that God gave them a word for something. So just make sure you know the voice of God for yourself. And I'm telling you, you'll be very well off. So keep yourself sheltered.
It's our guest, Kiara Sheard. Kiara, it has been a pleasure. Always good talking to you. And I just want to thank you for your time, and may God continue to bless you in all of your endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. It's our guest, Kiara Sheard, on Star 1310.